We're joined now by the veteran actress Lee Purcell. She recently had the honor of completing a starring role in the upcoming feature film Carol of the Bells. The director, Joey Travolta, and we'll talk about that, but good morning to you, Lee Purcell.
Good morning to you, Jim.
It's nice to hear your voice. And
thank you.
Your middle name is an interesting one.
How do you know my middle name? Well, that's kind of funny.
Well, you were born to a Marine father, right?
Yes, so, I was. So, and my middle name is Jeune.
Jeune. Now, in Louisiana, Jeune. We say Lejeune, but it's like Camp Lejeune, right?
It's Jeune. So, it's French.
So that's...
And it actually means young child, small child, that kind of thing.
Well, you've had a long career, a dancer, an
yes.
actress,
mm-hmm. yep.
and spent many years in Arkansas.
I spent 11 years in Arkansas as a child, from, I guess, 6 to 17. And in fact, I was just in Arkansas just a few weeks ago for the Bentonville Film Festival, where we opened the film Carol of the Bells.
Well, and that's the latest project, and Lee's career has been ongoing for a few decades, and Carol of the Bells is something that I know you're quite proud of.
I am, for a number of reasons. It's a groundbreaking film. The story is that there's a young man who goes in search of his birth parents. He was adopted out at birth, and when he finds his birth mother, he is... his whole world turns upside down because she's disabled, and he did not expect that. And the story goes from there. I'm not going to tell you the rest of it, but we were fortunate in that we had an actress who, Carol of the Bells is the title role, and she's the disabled mother, and we had a disabled actress playing the role, which I thought was wonderful. It gave it an authenticity that nobody else could. And the film crew, well, let me back up a little bit. Joey Travolta directed the film. He's a wonderful human being. And he runs a studio and a film company and a school for people with disabilities who want to be in the film industry. And he trains them how to work on film crews. So on our film, 70% of our crew was disabled.
Wow.
But when you walked on the set in the morning, other than the obvious physical disabilities, you wouldn't know who was disabled and who wasn't. So it was quite inspiring and quite a revelation in a lot of ways. These are people who may have been told, you know, you'll never have a career, you know, be happy with what you've got, live off the state, live in a group home, and so forth. And here they are. They do have careers. They are financially independent, and they're happy, and they're confident, and they're exceedingly well-trained by Joey Schools.
Well, Carol of the Bells opened this month at the Bentonville Film Festival in Arkansas. And having done this for a while, do you know when you've got a meaty role, when you've got a good one?
I sure do, yep. And when I got this script and I read it, first of all, it was a wonderful script. It's a wonderful story. I mean, bring your tissues when you go to the theater. And it's a real tearjerker and also very provocative in that it makes you think. And I like that about a script. And the role was a great role. It was a role I had never done before, which is what I'm always looking for. When you have a really long career, sometimes you can do a lot of repeat roles and types of roles. And so I'm always looking for something that, you know, gets my creativity going and is a challenge, and that I have to do research, and because I like doing a lot of research. So this was one of those roles, and she's a caregiver. She's got a huge secret that she's carried for decades, and she works with disabled people. So a lot of research on that because this is not an area I'm familiar with and wasn't. And I interviewed several people who are caregivers. And then the script was written by an expert caregiver. So I had a lot of help and a lot of advice, which I really appreciated. So that's what I look for now at this stage of my life and career, something that that's like a Christmas present. Mm-hmm. You know, when you read the script, you go, oh, this is great. Thank you.
Carol of the Bells is the film. And Lee, you have noted, and you've got the photographic evidence, some amazing photos when you look at the young and glorious Lee Purcell with one Steve McQueen. He was a mentor, wasn't he?
Yes, he was. He was my one and only mentor. And I always will be grateful to him for what he did for me. And we are talking about Steve McQueen, the legendary movie star, not Steve McQueen, the fantastic current director.
Right. We're talking about Bullet.
We're talking about Bullet and Papillon and many, many other tremendous performances.
Yeah, he was only 50 when he died. And
he was only 50. He died 10 years after he mentored me. It was a huge heartbreak. But he taught me some wonderful life lessons and great lessons in career longevity, which I guess that worked, and lessons about finances and all kinds of things. He was like a father figure to me.
Well, you were chosen by Neiman Marcus as a child model when you were 3.
Yes, I was a toddler model. I toddled down the runway.
And then you were dancing on television at 5.
At 5, yes.
So mm-hmm. This is something you've done your whole life.
Really my entire life. I think I was born doing this. And my late mother told me that before I walked, I was on my toes, and like a ballerina, which mm-hmm. I did a lot of ballet. And I think it just that was just my world, and I just walked into it.
Do you still ride motorcycles?
No. One has to give up some things.
Well, Lee Purcell has twice been nominated for Emmys, and she worked with Mark Harmon, who we mentioned earlier. He's narrating the World War II documentary airing tomorrow night on LPB, Public Broadcasting.
But oh, how wonderful.
Yeah, he's a fabulous actor and a good guy.
He is.
And you've had a long career. Are there any actors that you have shared time with who stand out above others?
Well, people will get mad at me if they hear me say this, but I've worked with so many wonderful actors and actresses. But when you talk about people like Orson Welles, whom I worked with, Charles Bronson, whom I worked with, both Douglases, Kirk and Michael, it's a very long list. And, I mean, who stands above them all is Steve, for sure.
Steve.
Even though we did not share screen time. But he, like I said, he was my mentor and my teacher.
What great eyes he had.
Oh, yeah. Tremendous.
There you go. Lee Purcell coming soon in Carol of the Bells, and we thank you for joining us.